Veteran to entrepreneur, how's your money mindset? From People Can Training, here's Debbie Adams.
I guess I should start with telling you a little bit about my background and how it is that I came to be an entrepreneur in the beginning. I joined the military when I was 17, and for all intents and purposes, I thought that I would be there until they kicked me out. I absolutely loved what I did. Unfortunately, after spending 11 years in the military, I developed a disease called retinitis pigmentosa, took away my tunnel vision. As a result, I could no longer fire a weapon, so I had to get out of the military. That was in 1991. Unfortunately, there were no supports for people like me. It took me a long time to adjust to life outside of the military. Eventually, I found myself at university, and like a lot of blue-collar people, I thought that that university degree was going to open a lot of doors for me, but it didn't happen. I applied for 3,000 jobs. Now, this story is not an uncommon story for veterans to have. Often, the skills that we acquired in the military, although valuable and wonderful skills, they don't always transfer into the outside world, or they don't translate, I should say, into a job. About 7 or 8 years ago, somebody said to me, "Why don't you start a business?" My first thought was, what could I possibly sell? I'm not an entrepreneur. I have no desire to be in business, but work is my medicine, and I certainly wanted to have something to get up for every day. So I started to toss around the idea of maybe consulting in some area. First, I tried doing that with women in trades. That didn't work out. I ended up learning how to do income tax. I started a little tax business, and that led me to business strategy. So helping other people to make money. Everything that I teach is something that I've had to learn, and one of the topics that I absolutely love talking about is what to charge for your products and services, how to charge what you're actually worth, how to set those prices, and how to figure out whether or not you have barriers to making money that could really get in the way of you being successful. When I meet a client, that client will often have one problem. They'll have an excellent product or widget, or they're the best in their industry at what they do, but they're not making money. They've been out there a while and they've priced themselves at what we call bargain basement, and so they have to work a lot to make a decent living. Eventually what happens is they burn out because they're charging way too low. They know what they should be charging, but something inside them tells them that they can't possibly charge that. Often I'll hear people saying stuff like, "I can't charge that because I wouldn't pay it." You're not your client. See, this is what you have to realize. Somebody is out there waiting for you to solve a problem for them, and you have the solution, and they're going to pay you for that solution, but they're not you, because if they were you, they'd be able to do it themselves. So the thing that you're selling to people is something that they're looking for, and there's a client out there that's perfect for you. One of the things that happens with soldiers is that they have this heart to serve, which is fantastic. We certainly didn't join the military for the money that we make. And in the early 80s, that was even more evident than it is today. At least today, they get paid more. I joined the military when I was 17 because, frankly, I needed a job, and the military was the way to do that for me. I loved what I did. I knew that this was going to be something I'd do forever. I had a heart to serve. It didn't matter to me what it was that I made. It didn't matter what people were making that did the same kind of work outside of the military. I just knew that I loved the excitement and the adventure. I loved moving around. And my motive for staying in was I wanted to continue to have that level of excitement in my life. That kind of work where I felt like I was really needed. Then I end up in entrepreneurship. And this is where I quickly figured out that I had a bit of a shortcoming. You see, when you're out there and you're working for yourself, you have to worry about this thing called money. And we never had to worry about that in the military. We got our check twice a month, whether we worked 20 hours or 100 hours. We never asked whether or not we got paid enough. If somebody gets out and they keep thinking like they thought when they were an employee, what's going to happen is you're going to end up very quickly digging a hole for yourself. Let's just say you started pricing your job by saying, well, $20 an hour is a nice wage to earn. that doesn't work for business people because we also have to look after the expenses related to business. Like we pay more in taxes, for example. We pay more in Canada pension. We have to look after all of the hard costs, the insurance, the workers' compensation. You know, if you only charge by the hour, where are you going to get the money to pay all of those expenses? So of course, pricing your job takes into account more than just the hourly wage. One of the questions that I get asked is how it is that they'll find clients that are going to pay for the services that they offer. Let's say, for example, I'll give you a very concrete example, actually. I have a gentleman right now who's a veteran and he's a carpenter and he's a Finnish carpenter. And he makes a bedroom set that should be priced in around $10,000. Now, you and I both know that not everybody is going to pay $10,000 for a bedroom set, but a lot of people will. The people who have a certain amount of disposable income will have no problem paying $10,000 for a custom-made bed. But in all likelihood, the problem isn't really that the bed is worth $10,000. It's that you don't have the skills to be able to network with the people who would have that kind of disposable income. When I meet retiring veterans that want to get into business, there's three areas that I want to give them training in. One is communication around sales, and being able to reach that level of confidence where they can say without hesitation that their product or service is worth a certain amount. The other one is networking. And I don't mean just getting out there and meeting people. We know that in the military, we were always meeting new people. That's not part of our problem. But we didn't always network with people who were outside of our social strata, so to speak. You know, we basically hung around with people who made the same amount of money as we did. Sometimes the products or services that we're trying to sell, the person or ideal client or prospect is somebody that makes a lot more money than we do. So the networking that I teach people is how it is that you're going to be able to cozy up to those people who have the money to pay you. Keep in mind, you're not your ideal client because you know what you're saying? You're saying, I'd never pay that. And that's absolutely right because you know how to do it. So for you, you're only giving up the time that it takes to get the thing done. For the other person, you're providing them a solution, and it's a solution that they will definitely pay you for. Everything that I teach around money mindset is something that I had learned for myself. I'll give you an example from the income tax business. When I first started, I was shocked when somebody told me that I had to charge $100 to do a tax return for an individual. I knew that I could do four or five of these tax returns in an hour. So I was thinking to myself, I'm making $100 an hour to do an income tax return. I have to tell you the truth, I felt a little bit guilty about charging that. But then, as I started to understand business and understand the level of education that I needed in order to say that I was a specialist in sole proprietors, for example, and then the software that I needed to be able to do the taxes, I started to come around a bit and I could justify maybe charging somebody half of that. But if I charged half, I would have to work twice as hard. I didn't mind giving people the deep discount. You see where I'm going here. As I started to develop confidence around what it was that I did, I could justify raising my price. Now when somebody comes in, I have no problem telling them that this is what I charge. There are people that will come in and they'll say your price is too high and they're not my client. They'll leave and they'll go find somebody who is selling at bargain basement prices. But I have other people who come in and say, and they'll say to me, it doesn't matter how much it costs, Debbie, just make the problem go away. Those people are my ideal client. That is where I spend most of my time marketing, with the people that have the deep pockets, the people that are not going to bicker on price, and that's what you need to learn how to do. I do a lot of reading about fixed and growth mindset. And there's a lady by the name of Carol Dweck who does a lot of writing about this. There are people that have a mindset around money that will get in the way of them ever making money because they have centuries-old conditioning that tells them that if you're out there in the marketplace and you're looking to make a good dollar, you're a bad person. Because these people have been trained and conditioned from childhood to believe that anybody with a profit motive are bad people. We see it a lot in my neck of the woods where we grew up as blue-collar people and we didn't always have as much money as the more affluent people in town. And we were convinced that they couldn't be good people because they were interested in making money, interested in saving money. They had nice houses and nice cars. If you have that kind of a problem, you may not be able to get over it. You may have a fixed mindset, especially if you're convinced that that's the truth. I like to work with people with a growth mindset. They don't mind coming to me and saying, I may have money issues. I'll do a little bit of an assessment to see where those issues are, what it is that we need to train in around money mindset. And then we talk about those things. And slowly you'll see the person open up and become all right with charging large for the thing that they're selling. Those are the people that I like to work with. Ideally, as business people, we would just hire a salesperson to sell our products and services. That way we don't have to have any conversations around money. Somebody else could go out there and sell our products at the higher price, at that price that makes us nervous, for example. But as entrepreneurs, we don't often have enough money to be able to pay salespeople. It's not even realistic. The best thing to do is to learn the skill yourself. And the only way you're really going to learn how to do it is to just get out there and do it. The first time that I had to say to somebody, I charge $100 to do income tax, I felt like fainting. So I said it. I said, that's the price. It's $100. And do you know what they did? They said, okay, go ahead, get it done. Let me know when it's finished. All of that nervousness was for nothing. They had no problem paying me what I was worth. And it gets easier every time you do it. The other thing that you'll have to do is raise your prices. Because if you've gotten to this place where you're in business for a couple of years and you know you're selling way below what the market can handle, you're going to have to raise your prices. Now, the people that you've always been doing business with these past couple of years, they're not going to like that you raise your prices. But you can rest assured that they know they're paying below market value. They know that. That's why they're coming to you. When you raise your prices, you can expect some of these people to drop off. Some of these clients won't come back and do business with you again because they're just interested in the low price, not in the value of your services. You have to be willing to just push through that dip. It's not a big deal. Once you're confident in your price and quality of your services, the people that want that service and want the solution that you provide are going to show up for you. I always say that the universe is just waiting for you to step up and be confident about what you do, and then it'll respond by providing clients. I've seen it over and over and over again. Just remain confident. You have a good product, you have a good service, and you deserve to be paid what it's worth.
This has been Debbie Adams from People Can Training, www.peoplecan.ca.